every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to the Behind the Sports Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. This is the show where we talk about everything happening in and around the world of sports, not just the scores, but the stories, the cultures, and the moments that matter. So whether you're a diehard fan or just love a good story, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Giovanna Scroggins, again, coming to you live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, again, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Super excited to kick off this episode, episode 16 for BTS, the BTS show. And I'm in New York, guys. This city is immaculate. It is lively. And one thing I have this special, just a special honor to go experience is the Indiana Fever versus the New York Liberty game later tonight, right after this show. I am super excited to see the game, not only for the WNBA, but I just want to see Ellie the Elephant. I mean, she's an icon in the mascot industry. But outside of that, we have to talk about what happened in the Summer League as of recent. Obviously, Cooper Plagg has been a big just story when it comes to the NBA and the Dallas Mavericks. Of course, he has been officially shut down by the Mavs in the Summer League. He only played two games. The first one against Bronny, he didn't do too hot. He only had 10 points in that game. His stats weren't amazing, but there's hope on the other side. The second one was amazing. He dropped 31 points. My thing is, what did that performance tell us? We have one game where he did terrible and another where he did amazing. So it's kind of like this staunch difference between these two games, and that's all we have to see from Cooper Flagg until the regular season. So I don't know what y'all took away from that performance, but what I took away was this guy is a human, but he also is an amazing talent and has the potential to be a household name in the NBA and specifically for Dallas. And I cannot wait. And I don't know if y'all have heard the LeBron rumors, but that's another story in itself. Another thing that's been happening around the NFL has been the Jets. I don't know what the New York Jets have been doing. And in New York right now, I kind of talk about this, but Sauce Gardner making $120.4 million. Highest paid cornerback in NFL history. Crazy. Stay tuned. We have NBA legend Rick Barry coming up next on BTS right here. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey,
airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Welcome back to Behind the Sports Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Before we exited to break, I mentioned that, you know, Rick Barry is going to be on talking to us about his career and his legacy. And he honestly, when I think of Rick Barry, he's kind of one of those NBA legends that are a little bit slept on, a little bit underrated in my opinion. So super excited for that conversation with him. But before we get into that conversation, I want to talk a little bit about some college football. I am so excited for college football season. Obviously, something that stood out to me was, even prior to getting ready for this year's college football season, was Carson Beck, former Georgia quarterback, now transferring, now in Miami. He is making up to $6 million as a transfer quarterback. And you already know how I feel about these players making the kinds of money that they're making. And college isn't an amateur. It is a very much a professional sport, but it's not the league, right? It's still a stepping stone. His baseline salary before any incentives is $4 million. With all that said, he could be making up to $500,000 per game. That is more than some players in the actual league that are making. And so for this quarterback, and mind you, this is a mediocre quarterback. This isn't like the bee's knees. The verdict is still out when it comes to Carson Beck in Miami. So I am not sure what we're going to see. I'm not sure how he's going to do. I hope he proves us all wrong. I hope he goes and balls out for Miami, because I think it's all about the U. I think the University of Miami could do with a really good season this year. I think they have the potential to with Carson Beck, but we shall see. Enough about NFL. I want to welcome in the one and the only NBA legend, Rick Barry. Rick, how are you?
Make your comeback in the NBA.
Say again?
I said if I was any better, I'd be making a comeback in the NBA.
Oh, there you go. I mean, I'm here for it. I would love to see you make your comeback in the NBA. I think that would be great.
Yeah, well, only if I can get the designated free throw shooter rule in.
And you kind of beat me to the punch. So I want to talk about your free throw. Obviously, that's something that you're kind of synonymous with. But let's start from the very beginning. The player, the legend, Rick Barry. You're the only player to lead the NCAA, the ABA, and the NBA in scoring. When you were playing at that time, did you know how historic that would be?
No, not really. I just knew that I shot it better that way. So my father, who was relentless about trying to get me to try that, he was a semi-pro player and coach, and I was about a 75% free throw shooter. He said, son, I think you can do better shooting underhanded. Back in his day, there was only two-hand set shots and two-hand underhanded. And so I the people I hear now, I can't do that. And I mean, back then it was, only women shoot that way. So my father said, son, they can't make fun of you if you're making them. And so I only did it really to get him off my back because he was driving me absolutely crazy. And to my credit, I actually gave it a sincere effort and really tried to learn how to do it and worked at it. And I came to the realization fairly quickly that this is pretty darn good. And so I did it, switched over in high school. I don't remember if it was before my junior or senior year. Shot over 80% for the first time. It just kept getting better. And then I wish, to be honest with you, I was smart enough to have figured out the change that I made late in my career. I made a change late in my career. My last 6 years, I shot over 92%. I really think I'm the best free throw shooter that has been in pro basketball because that percentage is high. And I'll brag about it because it's the only part of the game you can be selfish and help your team. Then my last two years, I shot over 94%. And I didn't take as many free throws. It's much more difficult to shoot that higher percentage when you're not taking a lot of free throws every game. Because if I miss one in a game, I have to go weeks without missing a free throw to get it up to 94% or better. And so my last 2 years alone, I missed a total of only 19 free throws, 9 in one season, 10 in another in my last two seasons. There's one player in the NBA, Andre Drummond. Andre Drummond, when he played with the Pistons, missed 22 free throws in one game. It's just really sad. In fact, every interview I do, I always come up and say, I'm waiting to find an owner, a general manager, or a coach of a modern-day NBA team who has enough guts to demand that a bad free-throw shooter on his team learn how to shoot underhanded because it's proven scientifically to be the most efficient way to shoot a free-throw. So as an employee making millions of dollars, where in the real world can an employee tell his boss, who tells him what he wants him to do on his job, that he's not going to do that and still have his job?
Yeah, I'm actually curious, since you brought up the whole, NBA owners and NBA general managers conversation, do you feel like there is one owner or GM currently right now that has it pretty much figured out when it comes to their team and how the NBA is currently as a game?
No, I think it's like Wilt Chamberlain, God rest his soul, said, I got to be good friends with Wilt after I retired. And so I think the last book that he was involved with was called The Inmates Are Running the Asylum. And it's gone from where the owners had total control over the players to giving away and too much power and control to the players. And I don't know why the owners allow that to happen. I mean, there has to be a common ground. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense for an employee to tell his boss he's not going to do something that the boss wants him to do to make the boss's company better. In this case, the team. Makes no sense at all.
Yeah, I've talked about this theme and this common occurrence that we see in the NBA now a lot on the show already. When it comes to players sort of demanding what they want in this league, and it's more about the players than it is about the game itself and coaching. I mean, there might as well be no head coaches the way some of these franchise and some of these big-name players are running their teams and running sort of the organization, if you will. I we're going to talk about current NBA stuff, and I want to get your opinions on it later in the show, but I want to focus on your career, because I do feel like in some ways you were a little bit underrated when it comes to kind of your tenure and your lengthy resume that you have. Many have called you one of the fiercest competitors in the game. How did that intensify, affect your relationships with teammates and coaches? Kind of speaking on the narrative that we're talking about right now of players kind of demanding or saying what they want. How was that in your era?
Well, I was taught by my dad to always give my best effort in everything that I did, whether it's sports, you know, school. Doesn't matter. In life, you have to give your best effort for one reason, mainly, to be happy with yourself, to feel good about yourself, and also because you do have a responsibility. When someone's paying you to do something, you need to give your best effort, because you owe that, you know, not just to yourself to feel good, but you owe that to the person paying you. In this case of sports, you owe that to the fans. You owe that to your teammates. Same thing if you're in a regular job. You owe that to your coworkers. And you need to take that kind of responsibility, and that's the way I approached it. And I was kind of like my father. I was a perfectionist. I was never satisfied. And I really believe I learned to be able to control it, because it can get to a point where you're a perfectionist that it can be detrimental, because you get so upset with yourself that it impacts your performance. And so I learned that as I got older. But when I give talks to business people, I say the same thing. The moment you get to the point where you think that you've really achieved what you wanted to achieve and you've really made it, if you're not still trying to get better, that's the start of your downward spiral. You're going to start going down. You're second to start going downhill, which that's a whole other expression I hate now in today's sports world. But you really are. You're not going to play at the level you have to play at, because you always should, right. You should never be satisfied. I was the best free throw shooter in the game. I changed my technique. Why? To get better. That's why I had so much respect for Tiger Woods. He was the greatest golfer in the world. I think he changed his swing like two or three different times. Why? Because he thought he could get better. You should always want to get better.
Yeah, the theme of striving to constantly be a better version of yourself, I think is a common thing in regular people, but also when it comes to athletes. Well, Rick, you've already dropped some knowledgeable insights, but we have to cut to commercial. Stay right where you are. My audience, y'all stay right where you are. More with Rick Barry and his career and his thoughts on the NBA currently right after this break. Stay tuned.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Welcome back to the Behind the Sports Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Sitting down for a conversation with NBA legend Rick Barry. Rick, I want to welcome you back into the show, and I want to start off this segment by asking you, if you could relive one moment from your career, what would it be and why?
Probably to run two pick and roll plays between my great top 50 player teammate, one of the great centers of all time, Nate Thurman, and myself against the Philadelphia 76ers and Wilt Chamberlain. To have both, if both of those plays had come out differently, we would have won the six games against one of the greatest teams ever in 1967.
I mean, two pick and roll plays, that's a moment for you. Outside of kind of maybe changing the narrative and maybe winning a championship, what else about that specific moment in your career would you change?
Because it haunts me. The plays didn't work. We didn't score. And if those plays had worked, we would have won in six games instead of losing in six games. I'd like to have that over. If I had one thing to have to do, I would like to have been able to play that series without having to get my ankle shot up before the game and at halftime. They would never let me do that now. I set a record that lasted forever for average in the six-game series in NBA Finals that Michael Jordan beat, and the only reason he beat it is Michael played an overtime game and he scored 8 points in the overtime. Otherwise, his average wouldn't have been higher than mine. And I would have loved to have seen what I might have been able to do in that series if I was on a good ankle. I mean, I had to get it shot before the game at halftime. It was so bad.
Okay, speaking of shots, you touched on it a little bit earlier, but I would be remiss if I didn't ask you this question and give our audience a little bit of an insight on your free throw. Talk to me about what went through your point of view, your coach's point of view when it comes to you shooting the free throw the way you did shoot your free throws.
Well, I didn't care what he's going to say. He's not going to tell me how I can shoot him. It's, you know, I'm going to shoot him the way I want to shoot him, and I'm going to shoot him and do it as effectively as I possibly can. When I drove. I attacked the basket, and I wanted to get fouled. Every time I drove, I was hoping they fouled me because I know I'm going to make some of those baskets, and I'm going to get 3 points instead of two. And if they foul me, I'm going to make two of them. I never thought I was going to miss, and I didn't miss very often. So, didn't matter to me what anybody thought. Didn't matter to me what the coach. There's no way I was going to ever have a coach tell me I couldn't shoot free throws. I mean, if that happened, we would have had a major, major disagreement over that. I mean, especially when on the pro level, there's no way I would have had him change. Now, obviously, in college or something like that, or high school, a coach probably could have forced me not to do it. Thank God that didn't happen, because that would have changed everything. Because it's the best way. It's proven scientifically to be the most efficient way to do it, and yet people don't want to do it. Tell me, it makes no sense, especially in the NBA, which is a copycat league. They tried different things. They tried the little point guard. They tried the Spud Blake and the Muggsy Bogues in the world, and realized that there was no way a team was going to win an NBA championship with one of those guys being your starting point guard. And that they tried it for a while and realized, hey, that's not going to work. And they're always willing. They copy stuff all the time. The same way people are starting to finally copy the way the Warriors, which was basically playing old style or old school basketball, like some people like to say. No, old school was the way the game was designed to be played. Pass, move, cut, force the other team to make decisions instead of all this one-on-one stuff. Come down, jack up three-point shots. The game is not a lot of fun to watch when it's played that way for me. That's why I love my team, the Warriors, and they won multiple championships here over this last decade. Why? They played basketball the right way, where it's more fun to play, it's more fun to watch. And so I have a hard time watching the game sometimes, the way some of these teams play it. But teams have been copying it, because now a lot of teams are passing, moving, doing a lot more, not quite as much as the one-on-one as they used to have in recent years. Because that's just, it's not fun basketball to watch. Not for me, it is. I mean, yeah, these guys do some amazing things. Yeah, these guys are incredible athletes. But it's just more fun to play the game the right way and make a good pass and have them make decisions where they screw up and you take advantage of it. But you have to understand the game to do that. And if you have players who understand how to play the game the correct way and utilize their skills in the most efficient and effective way possible, then you have a chance for great success. The problem is, a lot of years there, a lot of these kids were shortchanged playing AAU basketball. They just said, run out there, run faster, jump higher, use your athleticism, and they could be successful doing that. There's tons of guys in the NBA right now who are not as good as they should be and never will be, because they weren't taught the game fundamentally the way it should have been taught so that they can fully maximize their potential.
You know, and I'm glad you brought up this point, because this is, I feel like, something that should be wildly more talked about, because a lot of times we put, and myself included, in the media as a whole, we put pressure on these players because we are comparing the NBA game currently to what it was. And like you used the term, like the old school game, we're comparing those two games side by side. But what's interesting that what you highlighted is the fact that, you know, these players that we see nowadays that we love, they're not being brought up. They're not being taught, you know, these certain things that were taught, you know, like yourself and how the old school players used to play. So it really isn't, you know, a problem. I mean, these players are doing the best of what they're dealt with, and they're putting up amazing numbers. And like you said, they're athletes and they're doing some amazing things, but you can't really put a lot of blame or have all the focus on them when it comes to these situations, because that's just, you know, they're doing their job. That's just how they were taught. I am curious, though, if you were in your prime today, thinking about the game today, what kind of numbers do you think you would be putting up?
Well, I'd be a better player. I mean, I've had many people come up to me and say, Rick, you guys couldn't play with these guys today. I said, he must be on drugs. I mean, you don't really know what you're talking about. I mean, you know what I had to help me? Nothing. Zero. We didn't have a strength coach. I didn't have an agility coach. I didn't have a dietitian. I had nothing. I'd be faster, stronger, quicker, more endurance, jump higher. I'd be so much better a basketball player today, because back when I played, we had nothing to help us be better. It's so sophisticated now in all sports. It used to be, we didn't even have any lifting. I did no weightlifting. We had nobody to talk about weightlifting. Nautilus came in my last year, I think, but we didn't have anything. We're on the team. They had something to go, a routine to go do. Now, what sport are you playing? Okay, you're playing basketball. Oh, yeah, what position are you playing? Oh, you're playing football. What position are you playing? If you're whatever sport, they have specific weight training for each sport's position, not just generally weightlifting and doing stuff. It's so incredible. I would love to be able to be young again. Well, not only because that, I'd have a 5-year, over $300 million guaranteed contract. But, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, what these guys have, they're so lucky. And we have to stop. Please, please, media, stop comparing eras. Okay? You want to have a conversation. And stop this GOAT stuff. There's no such thing as a GOAT. The greatest of all time. When I played, the GOAT was the guy who screwed up. The greatest of all time does not exist in team sports other than each position. You want to have a meaningful conversation, have a discussion as who's the GOAT in each position during the decade that they're playing in. Stop comparing guys from back in my era with guys today. Compare them from their own era, but do it by position. Stop comparing LeBron James to Michael Jordan. And I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, that would be like in baseball comparing the great Willie Mays, my boyhood hero, to Sandy Koufax. One's a pitcher, one's a center fielder, or an infielder. The skills required at each position in each sport are different.
1,000%. And it's funny because I often have these conversations. You know, people come to me, Giovanna, who do you think is the GOAT? And I honestly, the GOAT word is a little cringy to me, if I'm being completely honest. The GOAT word, yes, I do think there's athletes that are phenomenal in what they do and what sport they play and that are dominant. However, the Michael Jordan LeBron debate is honestly tiring. It is so old. And like you said, you cannot compare the two because the game was completely different. And speaking of the game being completely different, if Rick Barry was Adam Silver, if you could put yourself in Mr. Silver's shoes and be NBA commissioner, what are some rules that you feel like the current model of the NBA does? Really quickly, as we wrap up, we have about 60 seconds. What are some rules you think you would implement and change?
Well, 50 seconds, I can't give you an answer. Are we doing another segment?
We might have you on another show if that's the case.
You can't 50 seconds I can't do it. They need to change. First of all, just call the game according to the rule book. You know, stop the traveling, stop the carrying of the ball, stop the moving screens. They don't call the game according to the rule book anymore, and it's pathetic. It really is. It really drives me crazy. And also, if we get on another time, I'll talk to you. You brought up a word. There is no such thing as pressure. Pressure doesn't exist unless you allow it to exist. That's one of the most overused words in sports lexicon. Pressure only exists if you don't have confidence in your ability to do what you're asked to do.
There
Never felt pressure in my life on a basketball court.
There you go. Right here from Rick Barry. Never felt pressure in his life. Well, Rick, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate your insights on everything.
Happy to talk to you. Hope we can do it again.
Yes, of course. Stay tuned. More Behind the Sports coming your way up next.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
iHeartRadio. An app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Welcome back to the Behind the Sports Show right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I want to welcome in somebody I want y'all to kind of claim as a regular on the BTS show from here on out. Mr. Two Locks, how are you?
Hey, G, I'm doing good. It's a good day where I'm at in New York. I seen you was close nearby, but, you know, good weather, you can't complain.
Yeah, it's funny. Like I mentioned in the beginning of my show, I am in New York. I haven't been to New York in a while, so it's a great time to be in the city. I'm going to a New York Liberty game to see the Liberty versus the Fever. Unfortunately, I think Caitlin Clark was ruled out in that game, but hey, I'm here for it. Like I said earlier, I just want to see Ellie the Elephant. That's something very exciting to me, so I can't wait for that experience. But we're going to chat about some NFL action. 50 days until NFL kickoff. And there's actually a list of wide receivers that I have to share with you. And I have to get your thoughts on it before we dive into more NFL action, because there's a lot that's been going on lately. But this list was a combination of NFL execs, scouts, and coaches ranking the top 10 wide receivers currently in the league. I'm going to list you 1 through 5. At number one, we have Ja'Marr Chase. Number two, Jay Jettas. Number three, Tyreek Hill. Four, CeeDee Lamb. A.J. Brown at the fifth spot. What are your thoughts about the top five?
The top five, you said Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, and Tyreek Hill, CeeDee, and A.J.?
Correct.
I think that's a solid five, to be honest. I'm not mad at it. I have no complaints. I just think, A.J. Brown, that fifth spot could be up for debate. But for right now, since A.J. Brown has got a Super Bowl ring, he can keep the spot.
You know, I mean, I would agree with you, but let's be honest, a Super Bowl ring was a little bit more Saquon than it was AJ, but I want to give you some more context. At 6 and 7, you have Amon-Ra, St. Brown, and Malik Nabers. Arguably, I would put Amon in the top five. I think he deserves a spot over two people in that list. Tyreek Hill is iffy to me. I hate to say it because I do think Tyreek is an amazing athlete, but when you look at this last season going into this season and some of the controversy he has had off the field, it's interesting for me to look at Tyreek Hill in this setting, especially on the Dolphins. What are your thoughts on Tyreek and how he's going to perform this coming season?
You can't count out Tyreek. Tyreek Hill is the fastest player in the NFL. You can't count out Tyreek. He deserves to be top five. He's basically unguardable. And what you say about Amon-Ra St. Brown, between him and A.J. Brown, I think it's a tough debate, but I give you one name of one person that's been consistent that no one talks about, and that's Mike Evans. But you know what? He has been a consistent 1,000-yard receiver, and we never bring his name up. So I think he should be somewhere in the conversation with A.J. Brown, Amon St. Brown, and the rest of those guys. But Tyreek Hill, he's definitely deserving of a top five spot.
You know, I would agree with the Mike Evans comment. And on this list current that I'm looking at, Mike Evans ranks number 9. He's underneath Nico Collins at 8, which, if I'm being honest, I had Nico on fantasy. He did his Dougie when it comes to a lot of games. So I have to give Nico my props because he did didn't win, but catch me next this season. I'm going to dominate fantasy. I'm looking forward to it. But let's get into some more NFL talks, because I know you have a lot to say. Let's start out. You know, we were talking a little bit offline about Ravens, you know, beating the Rams in the Super Bowl, Lamar finally getting over this hump. And I've said this a lot on the show, too. Lamar Jackson, he needs to figure it out. And it's not as much on Lamar as it is on the Ravens. But talk to me, walk me through your hot takes on that whole situation.
Yeah, I think this is the year the Ravens win it. You know, I think this is the year they get over the hump. The main reason is because I'm not too big on the Chiefs, but I got another hot take to talk about that later. I'm just not as big on the Chiefs as I once was. Travis Kelce looks a little bit older. He looks slower. I don't know what happened to him. But I just not big on the Chiefs this year. So I just think with the Ravens and the Bills, they got like a clear path to kind of get there. And I think it's between the Bills, Ravens, and the Bengals with Joe Burrow. So I just think Ravens bringing all their players back, the defense, you saw they put out a poll like last week. He said the Ravens had the best secondary on defense, and they also got the best running game. So how long before they put it all together? They got the best offense, best defense. Come on, we need to see a championship. You know what I'm saying?
And I mean, it's been a long time that they need to figure it out. So I agree with you on that point.
Yeah, I'm going. And I think they beat the Rams in the Super Bowl. That's my prediction. If you're a betting person, that is plus $9,000. $10, we get you $900. All right, go ahead, G.
there you go. Mr. Two Locks himself in the flesh. That's why he's Mr. Mm-hmm. Two Locks. But it's interesting because we talk about the Chiefs, and honestly, the Bengals being in the Super Bowl or being, you know, contenders was not in my NFL 2025-26 season bingo card. So that's an interesting take that you have. I'm still holding out hope for the Commanders. I really, really want Jaden Daniels to get it done, but it's interesting the news that we've been seeing. Terry McLaurin, Scary Terry, is not happy, which nope. is interesting to me because coming off of a phenomenal season with the Commanders, yeah. and with a really good quarterback, for him to say he's not happy, it kind of plays into what, you know, Rick and I were talking about in the previous segment with, you know, how players are demanding more money. Obviously, mm-hmm. we've seen lots of players recently having historic contracts being made. But let's focus back into the Chiefs, because the Chiefs were one of the people that recently signed a guard, and I'm honestly happy to see guards getting paid. They signed Pro Bowl guard Trey mm-hmm. Smith to a 4-year deal, makes him yep. historically the highest paid guard in NFL history with $94 million for 4 years. Where is the ceiling for these players nowadays?
The ceiling is high. As you can see, the paychecks is going up. The NFL salary cap went up, I think, this offseason. The ceiling is very high. They're going to make a lot of money. The receivers and the O-line is getting a lot of it because without the O-line, you need to protect the quarterback. You know, you don't right. want to get your prize possession hurt. So you got to pay those guys. And then you need people to go out there and make it happen, which leaves running backs in the rut because running backs don't really get paid the money they deserve. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. hopefully that changes. But, yeah, the ceiling is very high for these players. I mean, the money is just going to keep going up. I don't know how far it's going to go, but it's just going to keep going up.
Okay. This is honestly, I remembered us talking about this, and I have to chuckle and I have to laugh because last episode I had an odd man out list of highest paid athletes, and the odd man out for me was Dak Prescott. You have Dak Prescott winning the comeback player of the year that throws for the most yards of any quarterback. Talk to me about that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got Dak Prescott to win comeback player of the year. He looks very healthy. He has, you know, George Pickens was just traded there. So, you know, I got to go with the guy. Now, would a Cowboys win the Super Bowl? I'm not saying they're going to do all that. But what I am saying is they don't have any good running backs, right? And they might have a top three wide receiver duo in CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. And now, don't forget they got Ferguson at tight end still. So I just think Dak Prescott does have the ability to throw for 4,000, 5,000 yards in a season. And if he does that, he's guaranteed to get comeback player of the year award. Because who else are you going to give it to? Daniel Jones? You can't get it. I don't think Daniel Jones is going to get it. So I'm rocking with Dak Prescott, comeback player of the year. And he's going to throw for the most passing yards in the NFL this year.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, we actually do have a running back that I'm excited to see. Jaden Blue, who we drafted in the fifth round this year from Texas. Mm-hmm. He's staying home, playing for the Cowboys. I'm really excited to see. I think he's a dominant quarterback. I was mad that we missed out on Quinshon Judkins, but, you know, after seeing the latest on his news, you know, maybe it was a good thing that we missed out on him. They obviously...
That was crazy.
You know, that is a whole other conversation about players currently, and, you know, he's so young. But Dak is interesting to me because I feel like, to your point, I do know he has the ability to be this quarterback that takes a team to the playoffs and ultimately a Super Bowl. However, I think that time for him has passed. Unfortunately, I do not think him in Dallas with the Cowboys is not, it's just not going to click anymore. Yes, I think that the weapons with CD and George Pickens. I think that duo is going to be unstoppable. Any given Sunday, that duo is amazing. And I think any quarterback would be ecstatic to throw to those two wide receivers. But as Dak Prescott. And I'm worried about him. I am worried about him. That's coming from a fan of the Cowboys. That is coming from an honest fan.
That's crazy. Coming from a fan is, woo, okay. But, you know, I understand because he hasn't been able to get it done. So I understand.
He hasn't. And in my opinion, too, he has had weapons. I mean, CD alone, him throwing to CD alone could have got the job done. But I think there is a lot of other things. And it's not just all on Dak. Let me preface that, too. There's a lot of things that we have to talk about that are on Dak. I think our running situation last year was god awful. And that was not only on the running back situation, but the people that, you know, were defending the run. I mean, our nose tackle, love you, but you were not doing your job when it comes to stopping the run. So it was a difficult season for us. So it's interesting to see and go into this next season. And I am very excited to see what the Cowboys do. I'm not going to put anything out there. I'm not going to say this is our year, but I'm excited to see what the Cowboys do. I want to shift gears and I want to quickly talk about the 49ers before we wrap up. I know the 49ers, Juwan Jennings, there's been some controversy around him as of lately, but 49ers, in your opinion, are not making the playoffs.
Yes, I do not believe in the 49ers making the playoffs. They kind of gave away all their weapons. You know, Debo's not there. Brandon Ayuk is coming back, but he's coming off an ACL injury. How many players did he come back strong off an ACL injury? I only seen one, and that was Adrian Peterson, and he gave one good year, and he was gone. So you got Christian McCaffrey coming back off injury, and you rely on George Kittle. He's another year older, and I like Ricky Parcells, but is he the showstopper they're looking for? I don't think so. So I got the 49ers missing the playoffs, and Seattle is a good team in the division, and the Rams is a good team in the division. I don't think they have the advantage that they once had. And to be honest, I think the Arizona Cardinals could beat the 49ers.
Well, I would agree with that 100%, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. They got a lot more competition in the division now.
The Cardinals have been one of those teams that have been kind of in the behind the curtains, if you will, for the last couple of years. Now they're like starting to show what they really have in their repertoire and the weapons that they have, and I'm kind of here for it. But one team that like I people continue to not mention, and I'm going to continue saying it until I'm proven wrong, which they could easily prove me wrong in the first week of NFL regular season action. But the Las Vegas Raiders, why are we not talking about them? Quickly, we're going to about to wrap up, but I want to get your take on the Raiders really quickly.
I'm sleep. That's my only take. I'm sleep.
What?
I'm sleep. I ain't got nothing for the Raiders. I like Geno Smith. But and I like Ashton Jeanty, but you relying on Geno Smith and a rookie running back to compete against Denver, Chargers, and the Chiefs? Nah, I just don't think so. I think
that, I mean the Chiefs almost got beat by a lot of underneath teams last year, so I don't know about that. But thank you so much, Mr. Tupelox, aka Ernie, for joining us. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you, G. Have a good day.
All right, we wrap up BTS after this.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
All right. Absolutely, what a show of BTS episode 16. That this has probably been one of my favorite shows from Rick Barry to Ernie, aka Mr. Tulox. Those two guests were amazing. So I want to say thank you again to those people for pulling back the curtain and sharing those stories you definitely will not find in a box score. Before we wrap up the show, I have to mention this thing that kind of caught my eye on social media earlier this week, and that is the WWE and the Big 12 have announced a partnership. And essentially what this partnership looks like is WWE is going to be doing their WWE things in the same city as these rivalry or, you know, Big 12 games that we're going to see over the season. That alone is really interesting to me. Excited to see what that brings into fruition. But, I mean, I don't know. We shall see how that kind of partnership goes. Be sure to tune in next week for yet another exciting episode with even more incredible guests and insights from the world of sports. And don't forget to subscribe, share, and keep following us for all the latest updates. We'll be right back here on Wednesday, same time, same place for another episode. You can follow our show on Instagram. Go on Instagram right now. Type it in, at Behind the Sports Show. There I'll be launching all of the things you need to see. A big thank you to our guest again. I'm G. Vonna Scroggins. This has been Behind the Sports on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Keep supporting, keep celebrating, and keep being curious about what happens behind the sports.